What comes next? You don't have to watch EastEnders to know the theme tune. Like Pavlov's dog, we all anticipate what comes next. Though I have to confess, I'm not an EastEnders fan. I've never even watched a single episode in the 36 years that it's been on. I guess that may be hard to understand for those of you who avidly watch every episode. Others here may just tune in to the Christmas specials. It keeps you in touch without having to invest too much time in it. And for some, the carol service functions as a Christmas special. It keeps you in touch, and it feels sufficient for where you're at. And we know what comes next, because for many, the carol service marks the beginning of our Christmas home holiday celebration. After this comes the build-up to Christmas Day, the major Christmas food shop, if you haven't done it already. That last-minute present wrapping, only to discover that you've run out of the best wrapping paper or gift tags. For some, there's the anticipation of the time when the family will gather, and for others, the unwelcome loneliness of Christmas without loved ones. And let's all be sensitive to how we can support them. We'll probably all eat more than we need, we'll drink more than we need, and we'll certainly watch more telly than we need. And then we'll go on post-Christmas walks and look forward to the new year and a gradual drift back to normal routine, COVID and Boris Johnson permitting. We know what comes next after today. But there was a time before Christmas ever existed. There was a day before Caesar Augustus issued a decree. A day before everyone went to their hometown to register. There was no looking forward to Christmas for them. But then, what came next? Something that nobody was expecting. All heaven broke loose. Angels couldn't contain themselves, but burst through onto earth with incredible news. Today in the town of David, a Saviour's been born to you. The Messiah, the Lord. Heaven's song spilled over onto earth. Glory to God in the highest. This was a December the 25th, or whatever the day was, unlike any ever before or ever since. And why did all heaven break out on earth? What was the cause of this once in forever merging of heaven and earth in the back of beyond somewhere? Who deserves a birth announcement like that? It was all because God, the creator of everything, had chosen to give up his throne in heaven and humble himself in order to serve the humanity that he had created in love and be born as one of us. Our final carol in this service will be Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It must be my all-time favorite. And in that carol, we'll sing, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate, the enfleshed deity. In humility, God chose the lowest possible status. Mild he lays his glory by. He was born in poverty, of doubtful parentage, After a long journey by a pregnant teenager, there was no sanitized hospital crib, only an animal's feeding trough. He was born in an occupied country with unstable rulers, and he immediately became a refugee from his own people and his own home. And then, what came next? No drums. Nearly silence for 30 years. There was no fast track to adulthood. This baby took just as long as any other to reach maturity. Long years during which he experienced life just as we know it, or actually much harsher than we know it. Until one day Jesus began his public ministry and his purpose was finally revealed. Born, as the carol goes on, born that man no more may die. Sorry, we still use the 300-year-old words, a male-oriented lyric, but man, mankind, all of us, man, woman, and child. Born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Jesus was born that you might have the very best Christmas present ever. A new life. It certainly beats anything that you're going to find under the Christmas tree this coming Saturday. Many engage with the Christmas story on the same level as I engage with EastEnders, or perhaps just watch the Christmas specials. But look past the baby, into the baby's past, and you'll find something deserving of all our attention. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Emmanuel, meaning God with us. The one who made us, who fashioned us in love, came to be one of us, that we might find our way through this life, through its ups and downs. He knows the trials that we have. He's lived through them too. He understands the pain of suffering and the tears of grief. He knows the fears and doubts that lurk in our minds. He himself has learned to walk a life of faith and trust in God. No, he didn't come to give us the excuse for a Christmas special once a year. He was born that we might be reborn, given a new life, a fresh start. Born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. He came to bring a new purpose and a new hope for the day in, day out, everyday life that all of us lead. He would have fitted in perfectly, whether in Walford or Westcott. All he asks is that we don't use his birthday as a reason to party without him, but rather that we find the real reason for the season and begin a fresh walk in partnership with him, knowing that we find our true purpose in life, our true joy in life, only in him. If you want to find out more about why Christmas is so relevant to your life, there's a few copies on the table at the back of a tiny little book called Why Christmas. You're very welcome to take one of them. If they've all gone, or if you're watching online on Zoom, just Google Why Christmas PDF, and you'll get a PDF copy of that. Why Christmas PDF. Let's just pray. Jesus, as we celebrate your birth, and that total unexpected breakthrough of heaven on earth, We thank you for coming to rescue us and give us a second birth, a new life, a new chance to enjoy life in all its fullness. Amen.